This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Governor Jay Nixon says the state plans to go through with two executions later this year using a common anesthetic. Chris McDaniel reports that could have an impact on hospitals throughout the U.S.
European Union says they'll consider possible export limits of the anesthetic propofol if Missouri uses the drug in executions scheduled for this month and next. The U.S. gets the vast majority of the common anesthetic from the EU. The American Civil Liberties Union has also filed a few lawsuits to try to stop the executions. Speaking to reporters in St. Louis, Nixon said the matter will be up to the courts.
We are very cognizant of the attention this is drawing and the potential challenges that are out there, but are resolute that the issues should be ones that are played out in a court of law so that the consistency of this significant responsibility will maintain.
The first of the two individuals is scheduled to be executed on the 23rd of this month. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Missouri legislative committee is considering a rule change that could expand the use of ethanol in gasoline. A 2006 Missouri law required regular gasoline to contain a 10% mix of ethanol, which generally is made from corn. The proposed rule change would allow, but not mandate, a higher 15% ethanol blend. The Joint Committee on Administrative Rules plans to reconvene Wednesday to decide whether to block the rule change. State and federal officials have developed a plan to restore natural resources damaged by mining waste in eastern and southeast Missouri, and a series of public meetings on the plan is scheduled to start Tuesday. The Daily Journal in Park Hills reports the plan was crafted by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Forest Service. Public meetings on the proposal will occur over the next 2 weeks in five communities, starting with a session Tuesday at Hillsborough City Hall. Years of lead mining created waste that causes problems in what is known as the Lead Belt region of Missouri. Missouri drivers are paying less at the pump than any other state right now. Missouri is currently home to the cheapest gas in the nation, specifically in the St. Louis and Kirkwood areas. AAA says gas prices in the cities surrounding St. Louis range from $2.78 to $2.86 per gallon. Columbia's prices fall slightly above that at $2.95 per gallon, which has Columbia resident Carson Cornelius happy to fill his tank.
It's always helpful, especially on a tight budget as a college student. That really helps to be able to spread my dollar a little bit further with low gas prices in the state. I'm definitely going to go fill up my tank because who knows how long it's going to stay at these prices.
Nationwide, Missouri has the lowest average gas price at $3.05 per gallon, with prices continuing to decrease. The highest prices in the state come from Cape Girardeau and Branson, where gas costs are as much as $3.39 per gallon. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.